This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Scherer.
Thank you.
Good to see you in the void again tonight. That was fun. Some sort of experimental baby jazz, I guess you'd call that. I think. I don't know. Improvisational baby jazz, I guess. Anyway. So, a year ago today, I became a father. Now, it's a leap year this year, so Mackenzie's birthday is actually tomorrow. But a typical spin around the sun, Mackenzie was born a year ago today. So I want to celebrate that with a radio show dedicated to Mackenzie. So when I started thinking about songs I wanted to play on a birthday show for Mackenzie, it was very different than the show I did last year, the day after she was born, which featured some Foo Fighters and some Perfect Circle, and it was a little melancholy at points. But tonight's a birthday party. And obviously, when you grow up in my house, it's very musical. And when Mackenzie was just little, well, she's still very little, but when she was very little, and you're just desperately trying to understand what makes her tick and what makes her happy, music was always something I turned to. So tonight, we're going to listen to all of Mackenzie's favorite songs, for the most part. There's one song that's in here for me. The rest of them are songs that me and Megan like to play for Mackenzie. Songs with her bouncing on her lap, trying to cheer her up and make her dance around, and songs she likes to jump around in her jolly jumper. A song that Megan likes to sing to her when she's really upset to kind of calm her down. And one song that I heard the first time after she was born. And this is going to be a nostalgic trip for, I imagine, anybody listening. Because these songs, to me, are nostalgic for me, and they remind me of childhood. And some of these songs were around at least 2 decades, 3 maybe in some cases, before I was born. So, I imagine anybody with eyes, ears, and a heartbeat is going to be moved by tonight. And this is not a typical From the Void show, other than the opening, I imagine. And a couple of tracks definitely fit in. One track in particular, which is even a song that my high school band used to cover. I mean, my college band, actually. So right off the hop, we're going with a real good vibe kind of song, right? Going back to 1968, I think, off of an album called The Smiley Smile. So you know where we're going. We're featuring Brian Wilson's masterpiece with the Beach Boys. This is Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations, good vibrations, good vibrations, good vibrations.
celebrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those loving vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those loving vibrations.
I hope that set the mood just right for the rest of this evening. Up next, we're going with a song that was released in 1963 by a band called The Trash Men. Now, this song was plagiarized. It was a combination of two songs by The Rivingtons, The Birds the Word, and Papa Oo Mow Mow, which are great songs. But The Trash Men saw the brilliance in these songs and cranked it up to 11. So this is the B-side of King of the Surf by the Trash Men. This is Surfin' Bird. And this song, to me, is like proto-Mike Patton. Anyway, I hope you love this song as much as I do.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner.
Now for this next track, we're going back another couple of years to another B-side that is hard to believe is a B-side, since this song is another rock and roll, doo-wop, rhythm and blues kind of stalwart. And this song reminds me of childhood. It makes me think of my grandparents, and I'm not sure when I first heard it and when it was shown to me. And this song is sort of like a redo version of a song that was recorded 10 years before in 1951. But I prefer the 1961 version, and I'm sure you do too. And part of my motivation for playing a song like this for Mackenzie is I'm hoping it gives her the same beautiful childhood memories that it gives me. And I know there's all sorts of other things that'll get in there that I can't even anticipate. There's already a few songs I never thought I could even imagine a little baby would love, you know, but you'll hear them tonight. So for this track, we're talking about a track that was originally recorded in 1931 by Solomon Linda. It was called Mbuba. And it was originally written in Zulu. And it was translated by George David Weiss into English and re-recorded as a song called Wimowe by the Weavers in 1951. But this version, the version I'm sure everybody loves, is by the Tokens and was released in 1961. And it's called The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And I hope you enjoy this beautiful sub-Saharan African call and response Zulu piece. Next, we're going